This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Well, it's on us every day. We hear it every day, but the coronavirus is still here. COVID-19, you're driving down the interstate. Now the billboards talk about COVID-19. You're driving down, you see, there's a little quote I saw. It was yesterday, driving down. Yes, I'm out driving. I had to go. I had to drive. But I was out driving, and I saw it, and it was like, do your part. Do your part. Stay apart. And it's interesting in a time where we always want people to come together, and it seems like that's always been our message in America, is to bring people together, to come together, to be unified. And right now we're at a time where we're like, do your part and just stay apart. Like, stay in your house, stay away. So everybody we get through this and it dies out and we move on. So I get it. But the coronavirus has infected more than 1.2 million people now worldwide in just a few months. So scientists are still racing to discover how it spreads so quickly. And there's some ideas and theories and concepts. But they're saying now that between 25 and 50% of people may be asymptomatic carriers, and people who are contagious, that's who people are contagious in, and not physically sick. So the carriers are thought to play a significant role now in the virus spread and are the reason that U.S. residents have been asked to start covering their faces in public. Also reasons why of the social distancing so much. I mean, we need the 6 feet distance when you're out in public, if you're still going out much. One of the things you got to think about is how fast the virus spreads, how long it lasts on different surfaces. So for a hard surface like a doorknob or a handrail or a coffee pot, it can last up to 24 hours. They're saying, though, that it can last up to about 3 days on that. And I've seen different studies on that. I would go for the longer period on the hard surfaces. We know cardboard for sure, like packages, 24 hours. And then the air, just if you're near someone, it really, they say it can go out to 6 feet. Really, it's the strongest part of that viral load will go out about 3 feet, and then it dies within 3 minutes. So that's the good news on that. So it's really the hard surfaces where it has the lasting value of where it can really last, if it will. So one thing is the mask, yes, they provide a lot of protection. They're the over-caution, if you will, on that. That is very important. The biggest thing is the asymptomatic carriers now that everyone's concerned about, and that's why the stay-at-home orders are what they are, because they're finding out that the asymptomatic is where a lot of the spread is happening, or at least the theory is that that's where a lot of the spread is coming from. So at least one-third of the world now is under some form of lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic, and the governments are urging a lot of social distancing to cut down on that viral spread. And interestingly enough, when you go through this and you look at it and turning into a pandemic, the coronavirus, I mean, it's a SARS virus. We've had it for a long time. It's new in the way of what we're learning about this SARS-2 and the COVID-19. It's interesting the way that it's attaching and the way it attacks the receptors of what we call the ACE2 receptors or the angiotensin II receptors, it attacks those receptors or attaches to that, and that shuffles it into the lungs, which creates the issue. That's how the respiratory system gets compromised. And that's why heart patients, really, which is not being discussed a lot, people that are on these heart medications, the ACE2 inhibitor medications and the ARBs, the receptor blockers, those medications, whatever age the person is, that's going to be the most compromised. But because of what it does and how it impacts the respiratory system, that's why someone that's 30 years young, as I like to say, can be taking these medications and it can raise their risk significantly. So something just to think about along the way. But the asymptomatic part is what's so concerning with people. And that's how we learned about it. And, of course, you know, and there's a woman in Wuhan, China, who was 20 years old and passed the coronavirus to five family members, but she was never physically sick herself. So the World Health Organization did a report about the coronavirus outbreak in China. And they found few instances where a person who tested positive never showed any symptoms. Instead, most people were asymptomatic on the date of their diagnosis and went on to develop the symptoms later. Now, one thing to understand is once you start showing the symptoms, it's strongest about 48 hours after you get those symptoms. That's where the viral load gets to be the highest and it begins to shed at that point. And then, of course, that's where the significant shedding is, what they call it. But what do we do? I mean, at the end of the day, there's all the stats. There's the lockdown. There is the stay-at-home orders. There is the fear, the worry, the concern. Like, I get all that. But even with the asymptomatic, and like, you don't know if your neighbor has it, and you don't. They look totally fine, but they could have it. They could pass it to you. You could get it. What do we do? Well, the key is definitely not let fear overtake us. That's the big thing. Because with COVID-19, it is a virus. It's not. Can it cause death? Yes. Do you have to be compromised for it to happen? Yes. I mean, the good news is everybody's worried about kids. But, like, if you look at all the studies, the kids have the least chance of getting tied up with this virus. That's the good news. Do you know why that is? Do you know statistically why that is? Do you know that your immune system is the strongest when you're born and as you're young? And the immune system gets weaker as you get older? So that's why kids, you may think kids get sick all the time, right? But there's reasons for that. But I will tell you this, the immune system, we know in physiology, the immune system of the child is very strong. So it's not just that the coronavirus is just overlooking the kids, like it's got some like genetic thing. It's just because our kids' immune system are so strong. So one thing to know on this is that, you know, we're all concerned about all our family members for sure. But that children have the greatest resistance to it, which is a really cool thing. Now, our elderly is where we need to be concerned. Our seniors, that is where our focus needs to be for sure. And looking at, you know, what they're dealing with and kind of what their struggles are. Make sure if they're taking any kind of medication for heart-related conditions that you're overly precautious. Because that's what opens them up, not just their age, but also the fact that they're taking those medications is weakening is opening up those receptors, which makes it more of a battleground for that virus and playground for that virus to jump into and hop into the respiratory system. So that's something to be careful. Remember, there's an immune system protocol we have at acerx.com. I put it together. It's got nascent iodine. It has activated vitamin C. It's got the zinc chelate. It's got all of those components, the D3 compared with the vitamin K2, the right blend, the organic version, so it absorbs the best into the cell, yada, 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 all that. All that's at the website. Go to acerx.com. Remember, there is hope. Don't be scared. Don't freak out. We will get through this. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. My name is Asa. You're listening to Asa RX. We're here for you each and every day to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show's all about. It's about you. It's about your life. It's about your health. It's about making better choices. It's about being a better you. Anne from Maine sent us an email. Says, my 15-year-old daughter, granddaughter rather, recently started experiencing stomach pain after eating. Also a headache and low-grade fever and lethargy. Face broke out with bumps all over, and allergy testing showed all kinds of stuff. Surely you can help. Thanks so much. Love your program. Thanks so much, Ann. You're awesome. Well, I can tell you this, that here's where you got to back up. A lot of times we look at conditions like a tree. And we get out into the branches of the tree, and we want the branches to be pretty and the fruit or whatever, the little acorns that are on the tree, all that to be neat and tidy, and the leaves and all that, not to have weird branches sticking out everywhere. Want it all nice and tidy, right? Nobody ever wants to dig a hole underneath the ground and look at the root system of that tree. Maybe there's a reason that those branches are all jacked up, because you got to look down in the ground and see what's going on in the root system. So that, a lot of times, is what happens in the body. We look at the symptoms, which is what's staring us in the face, and we don't go three steps back and look underneath of what's really going on. That's how you figure it out, okay? So with what's happening here, stomach pain after eating, also headache, low-grade fever, lethargy, face broke out with bumps, allergy testing shows, all kinds of stuff. Okay. First, you got to step back and say, okay, what's creating the inflammation in the body? What's happening in the gut? The gut is the second brain. It is the microbiome, which is the environment of the gut. Are there things like yeast, fungal issues, heavy metals, histamines? Are there things in there that need to be cleared? What's causing the low-grade fever and the lethargy? Is there a virus or bacteria? Got to rule that out. Got to figure that out. Is there something like hormonal going on? And she's 15. Is there something that's off in that way? Could be. Bumps all over her face? Probably more condition, probably more gut-related than anything. But I would get some testing done. I mean, allergy testing, I know, showed all kinds of stuff. The thing I don't like about allergy testing, until you get the gut healthy, if there's all kinds of histamine going on in the gut, then you do an allergy test. Well, of course, it's going to show you're like allergic to 85 different foods. You can eat like, you know, the doc's going to tell you, okay, you can have blackberries, you can have salmon, and almonds. And that's it. That's your diet, because you're allergic to everything else, which is not true. It's not true. You got a bunch of histamine going on in the body, of course you're going to be allergic to everything. So you got to get the gut healed up first and get it settled down and cleared up, and then you can test for those other things. But so that really doesn't tell me much, okay? But when you got a face broke out with bumps all over the face and all that, that usually is an indicator of what's going on in the gut. So I would get that checked out. I would get a good assessment done of the gut health and get that looked at. Make sure it's balanced at some level and get that checked on, and then you can go from there. Then you can build a good game plan. But until then, everybody's going to be guessing. So you got to get the gut cleared out, get some lab tests done, figure out what the deficiencies are in the gut itself, and then build an overall game plan. And let me know, though, when you get this test done, send me an email or go to the website, get in touch with one of our providers and let us know. That'll be great. Okay. Thanks so much for that email. 888-283-7272. I'm Asa. You're listening to Asa RX. We're here for you each and every day. Make sure to go to the website. Check out our podcast, the Asa RX Experience. It's every single day. Download it, subscribe to it. Get with it, because we're on every platform. We want to be a part of your life every single day so we can be that voice of encouragement and that voice of reason so that you can become the best version of you. That is what this whole thing is about. That's why I'm here. That's why I like to show up and help each and every day. Let's get on the phones and go with Matt. Hi, Matt.
If you have a sensitive stomach, can you eat corn on the cob? Thank you very much.
So, the corn on the cob. You know, it just depends. Organic corn, it just depends. There's a debate on that. If it's organic corn, then I'm okay with it. If it's like not organic, I don't know that I am, really. I don't think it's a good idea. One of the things about corn, some people handle it, tolerate it, some people don't. So you have to kind of play around with it and see how your body responds to it. But that's one thing I would look at with corn is not make it a staple. I mean, if it's every now and then, it's no big deal. But if it's something you're going to do every single day and make it kind of a normal part of your routine, then yeah, I would kind of pull back on that a little bit. Just see the quality of your food when it comes to vegetables really comes down to the main piece of it. You got to make sure the quality's right. It's got to be good. Quality's got to be good. If the quality's good, then it's all good, right? And you're good to go. But if it's not, that's where it becomes a little bit of a challenge. So focus on figuring out if the quality of that is good. And if it is, then, you know, experiment with it. If you get tired, if you have any kind of reaction, then you know your body's not doing well with it. But corn, if it's organic, typically, I mean, it's got some good benefits to it. But there's other vegetables that are, of course, in a better category. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, just a thought. So technology is here. It's not going away. And whether it's your smartphone or fitness tracker or your smart speaker, everything's smart now, right? Like it was like we weren't smart before. But now you got the devices, everything's smart. Makes you smarter, right? So our technology, the question is it making us better? Is it making us healthier? Is it not? Is it getting us to a point where we are in a better place health-wise or not? That's a big debate. And I want to jump into that and talk about that because, for the most part, I don't know that we're becoming healthier because of it. I think we're becoming more efficient in speed with how we can get things done. But health, I don't know if it is. I don't really agree that it is. And there's some debates on that. So I want to jump into that because technology is helpful. But I think in a lot of ways it can be harmful. And you've got to pick and choose. You definitely have to weather and temper how much time you spend on technology because it's challenging at best with what it can do to your health. And there can be a lot of breakdown with technology and what it can do. So that's what I want to get into and talk about. I want to talk about how technology is impacting our health. And we'll do that in just a moment when we come back. You're listening to ASRX. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is honoring everyday heroes on the front line during the coronavirus pandemic. The president offering a hopeful view for the future.
America has never faced a trial like this. We've never had anything like this happen, but we're going to endure and we're going to thrive and we're going to do better than ever before.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow speaking with reporters regarding the ongoing response to the coronavirus pandemic. Kudlow also discusses the Democrats' $3 trillion economic relief bill.
Color me skeptical. another round. I mean, in general, the point here is another $3 trillion package just seems off target to me. There are a lot of things in that package that were not bipartisan, that tried before and were rejected. But we just passed the $3 trillion one. Let's see how it does.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
More news about a pandemic-related food shortage. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Mushrooms in short supply at grocery stores across the nation, in part due to a continued spike in sales during the coronavirus pandemic. Retail mushroom sales were up 37% during the first week of May over the same time last year, according to the analytics firm IRI. And throughout April, sales were up more than 33%. But during that same period, the widespread closure of restaurants and institutions meant food service sales dropped to almost nothing. As a result, many growers who were losing food service contracts scaled back their production. According to Pennsylvania-based trade group the American Mushroom Institute, now with restaurants starting to reopen and a clearly established high retail demand, growers are increasing production again. The American Mushroom Institute expects the shortage will persist for another 6 to 10 weeks, though, as a new crop matures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gyms in Arizona and Florida set to reopen on Monday. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says it's time for Floridians to get their exercise back on.
This is a respiratory virus that tends to attack people who have some health problems or who aren't as in good physical condition. So don't we want people to be getting exercise? Don't we want people to stay in shape?
DeSantis urging gym owners to act responsibly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day. This is Asa RX. All right, so talk technology and health. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it helpful? Is it not? Can it be something that benefits us, or is it something that's taken away from us? I think that's a big debate, and that is a question that a lot of people struggle with, because too much screen time, we know, can cause fatigue, irritation, blurred vision. I know it's affected me that way. In a lot of ways, it can. So a couple of things on your screens. If you don't know this, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. But all the screens have like a nighttime mode. So if you can choose, I would put your phone or your tablet on nighttime mode. It cuts out the blue light, okay, but do that all day long. Now, your screen's not going to be as pretty and bright and all that. It doesn't matter. You still see it. So cut out and put it on airplane or the nighttime mode all day, okay? Second thing is cut down your screen brightness to about half. It'll save your battery, number one, a little trick a guy taught me. But also, it will cut down on how it strains your eyes. And then the other piece that is important on this is if you've got the newer version, some of the, I mean, it depends on what kind of phone you use, iPhone, Samsung, or whatever, the Droids, as they call it, there's a dark mode. And we've learned that the dark mode, if you use that, it's about 50% better on your eyes than regular. So those are a couple of things you can do to cut down on how it strains your eyes and how it fatigues you. But now, you got to keep in mind, it's not just about your eyes getting strained, but it's your nervous system getting strained. So remember, we only have a certain amount of energy every single day. And depending on what you give your energy to, drama, right, arguments or stress or whatever, that pulls a certain amount of energy out of you. Watching TV takes energy out of you. Okay, but your screen time, depending on what you watch and listen to and all that, that will pull away from you as well. So you got to be careful, not just what you expose yourself to, what you read, what you watch, all of that kind of thing, but your screen time not only just causes fatigue, but it pulls energy out of you. So keep that in mind. Now, Nick Thompson, who's editor-in-chief at Wired Magazine and also a CBS News contributor, said if you're measuring the right things in the right ways, technology can help make you healthier. He's talking about smart devices. But again, there's all the different fitness apps. They're really good. I mean, they give us great data. The sleep trackers, how many steps you take a day, how many hours you're sleeping on average. Pretty strong with that. But now researchers are looking at sleep now and how sleep can impact other areas of our life. So they're looking at Alzheimer's and dementia. They're looking at Alzheimer's disease and the risk of developing these diseases by not getting enough sleep and how sleep can really play a role in that. So is technology good? I think it's good. I think that our smart speakers and our phones and our trackers, fitness trackers, they're all good. But I think we need to limit, we need to control, and, you know, like kids shouldn't be on their phones 8 hours a day. Like, that's crazy. Like my daughter says to me the other day, I can't believe you didn't have phones like this when you were a kid. I'm thinking, I can't believe you do. It's like let's go outside. It was like the activity level and the creativity, where is that? It's just, it's about the phone and about the latest TikTok. I mean, really? So that, it's like the renegade, right? It's like I see kids everywhere dancing and doing the dances and all that. I'm doing it with her, okay? Because I'm being that dad and doing it with her. But the reality is, where's the creativity? Where's climbing a tree? Where's creating a fort outside? Where's riding a skateboard? Where is riding a bike with all your buddies two miles down the road and then back? And then where is, you know, struggling to come in because you don't want to come in from outside for dinner and because you're having so much fun playing and being active? Where is all that? I'm going on a tangent. But the reality is it's true that technology, I think, can make us better, but we got to control it. And we have to get to a place where we use it. It doesn't use us. And I'm concerned that as a people, the technology is almost starting to use us. We're getting so enmeshed in it that we're losing a lot. We're going to lose a lot with our health. I really think so. So just be cautious with it. Use it and let it be a part of your life that you can make it better, that it can make your life better, track things. But keep control of your own health by keeping control and governing yourself every single day. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to Asa RX. If you haven't got and subscribed to the podcast, it's there every single day. Check out anywhere your favorite podcasts are, and we are there. Asa RX Experience. All right, let's get on the phones and go to Betty. Hi, Betty.
I was put on leg cramps. What causes leg cramps, and what can you do about it?
All right, so with leg cramps, 9 times out of 10, it's a deficiency, a mineral deficiency. Now, it can be potassium, but 90% of the time, I would say, it's magnesium. So magnesium is responsible for about 300 chemical reactions in the body. We're heavily deficient in magnesium. We don't get enough. We definitely don't get enough from our foods. And it's not because it's not in the food or it doesn't want to be in the food, but in a lot of the fruits and vegetables, our soil is so magnesium depleted that it's just not there. So what does that do? It creates a magnesium deficiency, and that's where the challenges come in and where we have to get to a place where we can increase our magnesium. Now, how do you do that? Well, I mean, nuts and seeds normally carry a lot of magnesium, but we're just not getting enough. We're just not. So there's a magnesium blend that is really, really good. I created it, and you can get that different kinds, magnesium oxide and chelate and oxalate and glycinate. You can get all kinds of magnesium in your routine and from a supplement. You can buy them all separate. Magnesium malate. I mean, there's all kinds. But the right combination, the right blend is what's going to make the biggest difference. And it's what's going to really get your cells working at the best level. I have found when we use magnesium with people that have leg cramps, restless leg, anything along those lines, that it just works amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, your dosage dependent on your body type, your size, and your weight, and how good your gut absorbs things, that's all important. But the reality is that magnesium typically is the one thing that will affect leg cramping. And it's more than just, you know, people think, oh, I'll eat a banana. Well, that's potassium. It's not. It's got some magnesium in it, but not much. So you really have to get to a point where you take in the right amount of magnesium, and that with leg cramps can make a big, big difference. And also, have you ever heard of pickle juice, drinking pickle juice, right? And that helps with leg cramps? It does. Why? Because there's a high level of magnesium in the pickle juice. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, we're going to talk about MS a little bit, multiple sclerosis. And what happens with MS is it's any kind of neurological degenerative health challenge, which is what that is. With MS, they progress over the years. And there's a lot of things you can do with MS to keep the symptoms down. But what happens is with MS, typically, is you start to lose function and ability as time goes on. So one of the things that you want to focus on with MS as time goes on is you always want to keep the stress levels low. That's really important for the person. So you got to keep stress levels in the environment very low. And work on keeping their strength high. So that's why resistance training, some level of fitness training, weights, some level of that type of training is really important because it'll help the body fight. And as the body's trying to kind of break down by using the free weights and the resistance type exercise, it'll help push it, make it stronger, and get it better. And that's really what you want to focus in on. You want to make sure the body's getting better, not going the opposite direction, right? So exercise, I would say 5-6 days a week, short amount of time, whatever your doctor is, says is okay for the level that you are, but it's important. And then also your eating habits. With MS, there's a lot with your diet, a lot with the food preparation and the planning. So with this, one thing we've learned is your proteins are really important, your fats are really important, but here there's a certain protein and a certain sugar, milk sugar, called galactose. So we heard of fructose, we heard of sucrose and dextrose. Well, galactose is the milk sugar. And guess what makes, so in multiple sclerosis, the big breakdown is the covering and the coating around the nerve. It's called the myelin sheath. And that begins to break down and break away. And that's what creates the MS. Well, guess what sugar rebuilds and makes the myelin? It's galactose. So the best form of galactose we find in goat's milk. Goat's milk yogurt, goat's milk kefir, all that is really good because the reason it's the best is because it's the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. Now, cow's milk has it, but it's not in the same form that a body can readily use as well. It's a little bit more of a struggle to break down that type of protein. So I would look into goat's milk. I'd look into the galactose milk sugar. Look at some of that research. Because with MS, you got to have really good sleep. You got to have low amounts of stress. You got to have a really good eating plan. You got to have great exercise. But you got to eat the right things that can build up the body. Good quality proteins, healthy fats, okay, omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids, mono and saturated fats. All that's important to support the nervous system. But look at that one key with galactose.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio. Radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course, absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? What's your health challenge? What are you dealing with? Are you struggling with losing weight? Maybe it's diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Maybe it's depression. And you're trying to figure out what to do. Just know that on this show, we're here for you each and every day. And we want to see you reach your potential, overcome that challenge, and become the best version of yourself. You have a better version in you. Every single day we have that. Every single day you make the choice to be that or not be that, to become better than you were yesterday or worse or more than anything. I think the greatest disease we face is complacency. So you have the ability to grow, to become better, and be better than you were. And that's what I want to push you toward and encourage you toward, to be that version of you so that you can really thrive and you're not just stuck and you really can make it and you can do well. That's what this whole thing is about. Let's get on the phones. I want to talk to Trent. Hi, Trent.
Yes, I have a question. What can a person eat to bring their magnesium level up to a standard level?
That's a really good question, and I'll tell you, it's a common question. I get that quite a bit, and magnesium is the most, and I mean the most, depleted mineral that we have, okay? And it's really one of the most important ones because it controls over 300 reactions, chemical reactions in the body. So you got to get enough magnesium, and if you don't, matter of fact, it's one of the most efficient things that we see clinically as we coach people and work with our patients and clients. It's amazing how that happens. So you have to get the body to a certain point where you're getting enough magnesium. And it takes time to build up. It's not just like you take magnesium and it's all hunky-dory. Minerals take time to build up in the body. So magnesium is found a lot in nuts and seeds. And it's in a lot of the fruits and vegetables. The dark leafy greens have a lot of magnesium in them. So that's a good place to get it. The challenge is the quality. So it goes back to this. You may be eating fruits and vegetables, and even if they're organic, the soil is so depleted that we're not getting everything we need out of it. So the soil is in such a state that we're not getting everything we need out of it. So we have to really supplementing with magnesium is one of the best ways to go. And that's about the only thing I've really seen that works if somebody has anything going on. The blood test is too low. Or if you just got a position where you can't sleep, because lack of sleep a lot of times is a magnesium deficiency. Like if you can't go to sleep, can't stay asleep, most of the time it's either a neurotransmitter or magnesium. Now, we've got a magnesium. If you go to our website, we've got at acerx.com, we've got a whole magnesium complex that I put together, and it's got all the different versions of it. And that's one of the things you got to look at. Is that the kind and the quality of what magnesium is. There's not just one, okay? There's all different kinds of magnesium, the different elements of it. And you got to make sure you're taking it in, that the body can absorb the version that's best for you. That's a big deal. So I would encourage you to look at that first and foremost. Make sure you're getting the right kind, okay? But, yeah, I mean, the blood test will show if your magnesium levels are too high, too low, what you need, what you don't need. All that's important, but it's about getting the right kind of magnesium for what you need and what's going to absorb the best with your body, okay? But keep me posted how that goes. Make sure to go to our website and check it out, acerx.com. 888-283-7272. That's 888 1-800-283-7272. Your research is showing us something really cool I saw the other day, and it's about babies. And you know how we always want to be an example, or at least I hope we want to be an example to our kids, and not only just to our kids, but those around us. So being that example to kids is super, super important. Well, guess what they found out? Really, babies are watching. So children around the age of 15 months can become more persistent in pursuing their own goal if they've just seen an adult struggle at a task before succeeding. Now, I think a lot of us just don't, you just want to get things done. Maybe your kids, you feel like your kids might get in the way of you getting a task done, or maybe if you want to get a task done and get it done well and then show them the finished result. But they're saying now that kids will be better at achieving their own goals if they can see the struggle. I mean, that's it right there. Like, we always talk about the struggle's real. We always talk about how, you know, the struggle. Kids thrive on seeing adults. They need to see you sweat. They need to see you struggle. They need to see you push. They need to see, and I'm not so sure that God doesn't allow some of that to happen in our lives so that our kids can learn what that takes, the grit and the passion and the desire and the never give up attitude. Like, kids need to see that. Like, I think it's really important. This is all documented in the Journal of Science. But after seeing an adult solve challenges, babies were shown a felt-covered box that could play music and all that. They were able to test and see. But the bottom line is, the effect was much stronger when the child had seen with their own eyes the adult struggle in a task and then succeed in that task, even at 15 months of age. So their capability of understanding and seeing a goal reached. We are so goal-oriented in the way of our DNA that a child at that young can see someone struggle toward a task and see them be successful at that task after the struggle. And it teaches them how to succeed toward a goal. And I think that is so powerful. I've seen it in my own child's life, and it's really, really amazing to watch. But I think it's a great lesson for us. When we're an adult, we still function the same way. Watch someone else in their struggle. That's why we're so drawn to things like these documentaries and these stories and these feel-good stories. When you see someone else struggle and they achieve their goal, make sure that you see that as a model for your own life, that it's not a model of regret. That puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. On behalf of all of us here at ASRX, I'm Asa. Reach your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.